It came soon. Rapid steps running up the stairs. And again, a single knock. I went over to the door and once more discovered the tall butler, who repeated with a studied courtesy,
"Dinner is ready, and the company are waiting."
"I told you I was not coming. Be off and be hanged," I cried again, shutting the door violently. This time I did not make even a pretense at reading. I merely sat and waited for the next move. I had not long to sit. In 10 minutes, I heard a third loud summons. I rose, went to the door, and tore it open. There, as I expected, was the servant again, with his parrot speech.
"Dinner is ready. The company are waiting, and the master says you must come."
"All right, then, I'll come," I replied, wearied by reason of his importunity and feeling suddenly fired with a desire to see the end of the adventure. He accordingly led the way downstairs, and I followed him, noting as I went the gold buttons on his coat, also that the hall and passages were now brilliantly illuminated by glowing candles and hung with living green, the crisp leaves of holly, mistletoe, and ivy reflecting back the light. There were several uniformed servants passing to and fro, and from the dining room there issued a buzz of tongues, loud volleys of laughter, many hilarious voices, and a clatter of knives and forks. I was not left much time for speculation, as in another second I found myself inside the door, and my escort announced me in a loud voice as Mr. Hollyoake. I could hardly credit my senses as I looked around and saw about 2 dozen people, dressed in the fashion of the 18th century, seated at the table, set for a sumptuous Christmas dinner, and lighted up by a blaze of wax candles in massive candelabra. A swarthy, elderly gentleman, who presided at the head of the board, rose deliberately as I entered. He was dressed in a crimson coat braided with silver. He wore a white wig, had the most piercing black eyes I ever encountered, made me the finest bow I ever received in all my life, and with a polite wave of his hand indicated my seat. A vacant chair between 2 powdered and embroidered beauties, with overflowing white shoulders and necks sparkling with diamonds. At first, I was fully convinced that the whole affair was a superbly matured practical joke. Everything looked so real, so truly flesh and blood, so complete in every detail. But I gazed around in vain for one familiar face. I saw young, old, and elderly, handsome, and the reverse. On all faces, there was a similar expression. Reckless, hardened defiance, and something else that made me shudder, but that I could not classify or define. Were they a secret community? Burglars or counterfeiters? But no, in one rapid glance, I noticed that they belonged exclusively to the upper stratum of society. Bygone society. The jabber of talking had momentarily ceased, and the host, imperiously hammering the table with a knife handle, said in a singularly harsh, grating voice,
"Ladies and gentlemen, permit me to give you a toast, our guest."
Looking straight at me with his glittering, coal black eyes. Every glass was immediately raised. 20 faces were turned towards mine, when, happily, a sudden impulse seized me. I sprang to my feet and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I beg to thank you for your kind hospitality, but before I accept, allow me to say grace." I did not wait for permission, but hurriedly repeated a Latin benediction. Ere the last syllable was uttered, in an instant there was a violent crash, an uproar, a sound of running, of screams, groans, and curses. And then, utter darkness.